things, it would mean that these folks that also own 86 acres out there that's completely surrounded by family and people that would support them are not able to go forward with the business that they feel like they should be able to do and that they have every right to do.
Well, and that's another thing, too, when you think about it, like this last one we heard a little bit ago, the challenge we have with allowing something into an area that's not compatible, you know, with safety concerns, and right off the bat, you know, there's not somebody there to manage it. We're talking about a situation where a person lives there full-time to contain the environment.
No, I agree with that. And also the fact that that pond in the last appeal was a very close proximity and would create a situation to where a close neighbor would have a liability issue and create hardship on that neighbor. More thoughts?
No, we're looking at the very narrow scope of will it have a substantial adverse impact on the comfort of surrounding residences. I think that that is a valid reason to consider whether this should happen or not. And was that changed in tonight's presentation or any evidence given that that is not the fact? I think we heard the applicant say, and I put the onus on the applicant to say, here's why this was made an error. I think I heard in general it was a wrong decision, but not here's specifically what was changed or why this is a bad decision. And same thing with the second. It's not compatible with adjacent uses because it would have external impacts on the area. I think it would. I'm not sure I'm convinced that either one of those two were made in error.
I agree that it will have an impact, but I also want to say that he did point out that he did address those by stating the fact that because he's there full-time, that he is able to manage it and to keep it contained to where it's not people interfering with other people on their land. And because his property is surrounded by his own property and forestry land, that it does contain the project that he's proposing.
I didn't ask if that was new information from last time. You're suggesting, Trent, that the last board made an error not considering that, or...
But they had the same information.
I'm not sure that that has changed. I think when I asked what was different in the presentation, there was about 1 year it was different. That was it.
Or do we have a motion?
I would move to deny appeal number 23004. There's no second, it dies.
No. And that's because you feel that an error was not made in the original.
I have not heard convincing evidence that an error was made.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor of denying the appeal?
Aye. On the grounds that what we're looking at here has to be held in accountable, and that's what we have to look at.
Trent?
I'll oppose.
You oppose?
Yeah.
I oppose as well. So we have a 3-2.
3-2, okay.
So the appeal was denied.
So, and I think you heard the 7-day after we post this within our office, which will probably be tomorrow or Friday, there's that window to do the reconsideration rehearing request.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move on to old and new business, and it appears we have none.
Do not have any new or old business.
Then I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.